Rivers of Indians Baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Here we go from Versailles, Ohio, Fort Recovery Versailles Baseball. We have starting lineups for Fort Recovery. We got number 13, Ryan Post, at second base. Number 3, Riley Post, playing shortstop. 16, Ian Homan, playing first. We have Joe Homan on the mound tonight, number 21. Number 15, Garrett Fowler, is behind the plate. We have number 10, Cody Shinneberry in right. And Riley will be playing third base tonight, number 0. Number 23, Kobe Wendell, will be in left field. And number 17, Cole Greasy, will be DHing for Regan Martin, who is in center field. Looks like we have the national anthem coming, so we'll be right back with Versailles' lineup.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
And we're back. First pitch. We have the first pitch over on the track, or national anthem over on the track right now, so we are waiting for that. So we'll get Versailles starting lineup. We have number 3, Andrew Demange, playing shortstop. Number 10, Kyle
Podest,
playing catcher. Number 5, Zach Griesdorn, will be on the mound. Number 4, Will Eversole, will be playing third base. Number 8, Braden Robinson, will be at second. Number 6, Garrett Topps, will be playing first base. Number 25, Nathan Wagner, will be in left field. Number 1, Ethan Kramer, will be in right. And number 2, Zach Slater, will be in center. Well, here we go. Warm-ups.
B-double-O-P.
Oh, okay. There we go. So we have number 6 is not Tops. It is Toops?
Toops.
Toops, okay. There we go. Want to clarify that? We all good? Cool.
We're on our way.
Yeah, it is a very packed parking lot here. Hello? Indians come into this one. I think we're sitting at 10 and 10 right now. Let me find our schedule. 9-7, actually. 4-3 in the conference. Started out 4-0. Have a 3-game slide in conference since then. And the big dogs are here now, so be able to get those guys on the air and get me out of here. So good to go.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Fort Recovery Radio. I'm not sure I'm on there.
Should be.
Can hear myself. Fort Recovery Radio is taking on the Versailles Tigers this evening.
Yeah, I think we're doing
good.
Right. I think so.
You can hear me?
Yeah, Neil said we were all good, so.
Perfect. Ryan Post on the in the batter's box, ground ball over the pitcher, back over the first baseman. That's going to be out number one. I'm going to have to sit down, CP.
That's fine.
Now batting for the Indians, shortstop number 3, Riley Post.
I think I get my bearings. All right, Bussy's going to step in there. Riley takes first pitch strike right down the middle of the plate. That one taken high. One ball, one strike. For Riley Post, Ian Holman on deck for the Indians. Top of the first inning. One out here. Obviously no score. That one's in the dirt, ball two. Did you go through the lineups and all that, CP?
Yep, as best I could.
That was low, ball three. Who's on the mound here for the Versailles Tigers? Looks like we got Zach Griesdorn on the mound here for the Tigers. Here comes 3-1 pitch to Riley Post. Taking the outside edge for strike two. 314 down the right field line. 314 down the left field line. That one's hit pretty decent out towards right center field, and that's going to fall in there for a base hit. Nice piece of hitting by Riley Post. Game's first hit, so Riley goes down to first base. Ian Holman now going to be the batter for the Indians with Joe Holman on deck.
Right.
Big Joe on the mound tonight for the Tribe.
Ian Holman.
One out here, one on. Quick throw over to first. What kind of records the Versailles Tigers have, fellas? 10-6. Versailles is 10-6 this year. Or are we in the MAC? 4-3 in the MAC. I believe that's exactly what we are. One ball, no strike, one away here. Top of the first inning. Ian takes that one, swings late. Not a good swing by number 16, Ian Holman. He was sitting on a curveball, and he got a fastball and zipped it past him before he knew what happened. That was taken low. Runner goes, throw it down to second, and he is out by a mile. That absolute rocket coming out of that catcher's hand, and he throws Riley Post out by 10 feet. So Post you caught stealing. So now we got two away, nobody on. Ian steps back in there, pops that one up over the backstop for strike one. Coach Feely over at first, Jerry Kopp down at third base. Here comes the pitch, taken outside and low. Three balls, two strikes now to Ian Hellman. Big Joe on deck here for him. .365 in the alleys and .385 straight dead at center field, and that's going to be a called third strike, and that's going to do us. Three up, three down in the top of the first inning, and we go to the bottom. No score here in Brazil's.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible. Introducing Mitsubishi Multizone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Here, getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Going to be Andrew Demange, Kyle Potteston, Zach Griesdorn. First three batters here for the Brazil's Tigers Indians. Three up, three down on the top half. Got a base hit there, and then Riley got picked off at second trying to steal. And kid had a good hose going down to second base, I'm telling you. Put it on the money, and ball was waiting at second base before Posey even got into his slide. So we got Big Joe Hellman on the bump here tonight.
How far did you guys park?
Took forever to get this parking lot. Yeah. We were running behind. That's a pretty good haul over here.
Yeah.
And we pulled in the parking lot, and there was a line of people trying to find a place to park. So.
Yep. I struggled with finding a spot, and I got here half an hour before the game started.
Yeah, there's a huge track meet going on here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So. All right, we're getting ready to go here. Bottom of the first inning, Demange going to step in, the shortstop for the Tigers. First pitch from Joe. We're taking it across the middle of the plate for strike one. That one's popped up. Right fielder coming in. Looks like Cody Shinnenberry. He's going to come in. He's going to make the play. One up, one down.
Kyle Potter.
What do we got going on here?
I dropped the mouse.
Did you get it?
Yeah, we're good now.
That's going to bring Kyle Potter to the plate. First pitch taken inside for a ball. Outside. Two balls, no strikes to the catcher, Kyle Potest. I was thinking that the belt for a strike. One away here, bottom of the first inning, no score. That one's hit hard, down the left field line, but foul. Two balls, two strikes.
back in there. Joe's got the sign. Here comes the release. Popped up and over the screen. Hitting right there, fouls that in the way. Fastball right there, taking outside. Bobby said the Reds got beat today, 1-0. That's a hard hit ball, and that's going to be right over the outreached hands of Riley Will at third base.
How about your pitcher number 5, Zach Greenstone?
He's punished with Brazil's first hit, and he's down at first base. Defense looks like this. Cody Shinneberry out in right field. Regan Martin in center. Kobe Wendell over in left field. Infield, we got Riley Will at third. We got Riley Post at shortstop. Ryan Post at second base. Ian at first. And Garrett Fowler behind the plate. One on, one out. Bottom of the first. Nice pitch right there by Joe. Taking on the outside edge for a strike. There goes, he steps off, and we're going to tag him. Early steal right there, and Big Joe steps off the mound, turns, fires over to second base, puts the tag on the runner, and that's going to be out number one, or out number two, I'm sorry. Thomas gets caught stealing just like we did in the first top half. So now we got two outs. Freeze doing the batter. One ball, one strike to Zach Griesdorn. Fastball right there, right across the belt for a strike. Comes a 1-2. Catches it, bought the shirt sleeve, and he's going to be down to first.
On four.
How about
in? Brazil's with her second runner now. Big Joe catches Reed doing in the shirt. And that's going to bring the cleanup hitter, Will Eversole, to the plate. Braden Robinson on deck, followed by Garrett Topps. Goes the runner. Throw from Garrett down to short. Just in there. So Griesdorn down to second with a stolen base. So now Eversole has a chance here to drive in the game's first run. He's in scoring position out there at second base. Ryan Post going to hold him on a little bit. And that's a ball.
There you go.
So balk by Joe. He's going to put the runner over to third. That one's hit hard out towards left field. Kobe Wendell on his horses. He goes back and he's going to make the play for out number three. So they get a runner on and they get him over to third base, but nothing to show for it. And at the end of one complete, no score here at Brazil's.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year and up to date on their vaccines? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the required meningococcal and Tdap vaccines without a prescription. Most preventative vaccines are covered 100% by insurance. And if the student is not covered by insurance, cash pay is available. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
CP, we're back here getting ready for the top of the second inning. What happened to the Hall of Famer? Bobby came up here and he hit the red on us.
Yep. I don't know. Disappeared. We even got him a seat and everything.
Yeah. I didn't see him walking around over there anywhere.
Need a restroom break, maybe?
Maybe. Indians coming up to play for their second time here in this ballgame. It's going to be Joe Homme and Garrett Fowler and Cody Schinnenberry, first three batters here for the Indians. No score here, getting ready for the top of the second inning. His team had a runner on in the first, and nothing to show for it. Nick Joe going to step in there against Zach Griesdorn.
Sitting on top of the second floor of the Indians, pitcher number 41, Joe Homme.
Big Joe been swinging hot bat here as of late. See if he can keep her going tonight. First one's going to be a ground ball up to the shortstop, up the center. He comes up, fires over to first base, and that's going to be one pitch, one up, and one down. That's going to bring Garrett Fowler to the plate.
Catcher number 15, Garrett Fowler.
CP, we got to get Garrett off the side. He's been struggling here at the old plate.
Oh, yeah. We haven't been hitting the ball too well recently.
No. First pitch right there, taking it to the knees for a strike. Scored.
One run in their past three games.
Fastball right there. Hardest pitch he's thrown all night, I believe, right down the middle for strike two. Well, we got beat the other night. What was the score there on Tuesday night?
5-0.
5-0. Marion was scored one. That's three pitches. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night for Garrett Fowler. He goes down swinging. Two up, two down, and that's going to bring our senior, Cody Schinnenberry, to the plate.
Now batting right fielder number 10, Cody Schinnenberry.
Fastball into Cody for a strike. Griesdorn getting on top of these batters here early. He's throwing the first pitch strike in there a lot. Still going through the lineup for the first time, obviously. Took a little off something off of that one, and now it's going to be across the plate for strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two outs here. There comes the pitch. That's a fastball taken low. Here comes a 1-2. Turn him up right there, an outside pitch. Two strikeouts in the inning for Griesdorn. Three up, three down, and the Indians go down real quick right there. So after one and a half in the books, still no score here at Lloyd Turner Field in Brazils, Ohio.
We know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Big Joe going to face 5, 6, 7, Robinson, Thompson, Wagner. First three hitters for the Tigers. First pitch in there, slow curve right across the plate for a strike. Second a little low right there. One ball, two balls, one strike to the leadoff man, Braden Robinson, second baseman for the Tigers. On Joe, let him on for the pitch here. Nice pitch, don't lose him. There you go. 3-2. He's looking to get out of a little bit of a losing funk here lately. That one's popped up over screen for Bob Ball. Just about caught the tail end of that car over there. Nice looking field here in Brazil's. And it's high. It's going to be a leadoff walk for Robinson.
Your batter at first base, number 6, Garrett Toops.
All right, now we're going to look at Garrett Tops here for the first time. First baseman for the Tigers. Right-handed batter, number 6.
They moved the softball game here. So.
There's a nice sacrifice bunt. Joe fields it. He goes to first base. A nice piece of hitting right there. Nice sacrifice by Tops.
Your batter.
Moves the runner over to second base. With one away and a runner in scoring position, that's going to bring Nathan Wagner, the left fielder, to the plate. Ethan Kramer on deck. Boys, is Ethan Kramer Louis Kramer's boy by chance?
No. Nope.
Louis's great nephew. Going to get away from Garrett, and that's going to move the runner up to third base. It was a high pitch by Joe, and Garrett couldn't get up in time to grip in the mitt, and Robinson easily travels over to third, so now he's 90 feet away with one out. Fly ball or anything could score him here. Garrett goes out and talks to his junior pitcher and says, let's get our signals down straight here, boys. Here comes the 1-0. That's a curveball high.
Every time he's missing, it seems like he's missing high.
Yeah, he's giving that curveball away again. Here comes the fastball, and it's swung on and fouled. Comes a 2-1. That one swung on, hit hard enough out towards the right field. It's going to score a run. Actually, gets over Cody's head. Cody's going to come up. He's going to fire the ball into second base, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Nathan Wagner. And Rizales grabs the game's first run. So 1-0 now in favor of the Tigers. Leadoff walk turns into a run here for Rizales. And with one away, it's going to bring the number 8 hitter, Ethan Kramer, to the plate. Runner at second. Here comes the pitch. pitch. That gets in the dirt. Nice block by Garrett Fowler. Calling Joe Bear down here. Comes a 1-0. Outside. Tuesday night, Riley Post pitched. Cody Shinnerberry pitched. Riley definitely not available. He came into that ballgame third time. That was popped up. Looks like Ian Holman is going to be able to make a play on that one, and he does.
Number two, Zach Slater.
So now we got two outs here, one across the plate so far in this inning, and it's going to bring Zach Slater to the plate, the number nine hitter in the center fielder for the Tigers. Get him out of here, Joe. Limit the damage. First pitch right there taken high. There's a slow curve. Two balls, no strikes. It's a Slater. He just got through strikes here, my friend. Get that leadoff man up. There's a fastball that bounces in the dirt. Garrett's going to fire down to third. I think he's got him. He did. Nice scoop by Garrett Fowler, and I think the young man thought it was going to get past him, and Garrett fired it down to Riley Will. Riley put the tag on him, so we get out of that inning only giving up one run. We got to be happy with that. So Wagner gets fired out at third base, and that's going to do us. So we're through two. Tigers take a 1-0 lead. We'll be back for the top of the third.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Merrick Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Merrick Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the third inning. Going to be Riley Will, Kobe Wendell, and Cole Greasy, DH in four, Regan Martin. Riley with a base hit the other night there against Bremen. First pitch fastball in there to Riley. Going to be taking it to knees for strike one. It is down one here, 1-0 in the top of the third. That's a hard hit ball over to second baseman. He comes up with a clean, fires over to first base. One up, one down. It's going to bring our left fielder to the plate, Kobe Wendell. Coach Feely down at first. Coach Kemp over here at third. Kobe steps in, takes first pitch. A little bit below the knees right there for strike one. That one's popped up foul over the screen. So he digs himself a hole here, 0-2. One out here. So far, Grease Dorn's faced the minimum. He gave up a hit in the first inning, and he got thrown out at second, trying to steal. That one's fouled over the dugout.
Go ahead.
two strikes. Fastball, Kobe gets a piece of it, throws it back to the screen. Hang in there, Kobe. Two coming again. Chases that one. Gets away from the catcher. Catcher going to come up, and he's going to have to fire down to first. And he does. So Kobe goes down swinging. Two up, two down. And that's going to bring Cole Greasy to the plate.
Now batting, designated hitter, number 17, Cole Greasy.
We got a game tomorrow night. Home game against Sidney Lehman, senior nine. I'll be there. And then on Saturday, the boys travel to Kenton for a JV and varsity matchup. Bobby and I are not heading over to Kenton. We're going to do the girls game, the doubleheader at St. Henry. First game is an MAC game, and we will be there bringing that to you at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Greasy down 0-2. Pitch taken outside for a ball. And he's trying to get that run back. They gave up here in the bottom half of the last inning. Foul ball over to Coach Peely. Hanging in there. One ball, two strikes, two away here. Top of the third. 1-0 for Zales. One's in the dirt. All right, two outs here. Two balls, two strikes. He's right back to the pitcher. Little dribbler comes up with it, and he fires over to first base. Three up, three down for the third straight inning for Zach Griesdorn. And we go to the bottom of the third for Zales 1, Indians nothing.
Hello, I am Harold Beale, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Back here getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. Big Joe out there warming up. Gary fires one down to second base. We're getting ready to go. Looks like Zach Slater's going to get another chance to get back in there. He was at the plate last inning when Wagner got thrown out at third for the third out. So he'll get to start this inning again. Joe's got the sign. A little bit low right there, ball one. There are 4-3 teams in the MAC battling her out. There's a ground ball foul down the third baseline.
It looks really nice.
Yeah, they got a very nice diamond here. Slow curve right there, took it off, took a little speed off of it and had him out in front. One ball, two strikes. You guys been getting a bunch of rain here, too?
Not near as much like that way now.
Yeah, we've been getting hammered. Pulled the string again. He hangs in there, gets a piece of it. Nobody out here. Bottom of the third. Brazil's up 1-0. There's a ground ball. It's going to go foul. Trying to sneak back fair, wasn't the boys? Was in the grass, got back in the dirt, and Riley came popping in there and grabbed the foul. Just a foot foul. Maybe it was almost 3 feet foul one time. Just let her hanging in there. Thinking Big Joe throws some pitches to him. That was taking a little high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2. That one's hit pretty well out towards left field. Kobe on his horse is heading back, and that's going to be falling right in front of the, looks like it, right in front of the warning track. Young man fell on his way to first base, and that's going to be the longest single of the season right there. Got over in the grass, wanted to make his turn, and just caught his feet in the grass, and down he went. So, leadoff man on again here for the Tigers. He hit that pretty good. He hit that baby right off the old barrel of the bat, took it over Kobe's head, and landed about 5 feet short of the fence out there in left field. CP, who we got hurt in the dugout in there? Who is that standing there with the sweatshirt, sweatpants on?
Is that? I think that's Reese in there, isn't it?
I can't tell who that is. You're thinking it's not one of our players that's injured?
I'm thinking it's Reese Rogers.
Reese Rogers. Could be. There's the 1-0. He's going to bunt it right down to Ian. Pretty much a line drive bunt. Ian didn't have to come in very far. Perfect sacrifice, though.
Catcher, number 10.
So he moves Slater over to second base. Demands with the sacrifice bunt. He goes down one unassisted for number one, and now the runner's in scoring position for the number two hitter, Kyle Pottis. Pottis had a base hit his first time up and then got caught stealing in the first inning. Pitch is taken high for a ball. That's going to be a base hit out to center field. Regan Martin comes up with it, and there's going to be no play at home. So Slater comes around to score the game's second run, and that's going to make it 2-0 in favor of Brazil's Tigers. Two hits now for Kyle Pottis. 2-for-2. Drives in a run here. And that's going to bring the number three hitter, Zach Griesdorf, to the plate. Pitcher here for the Tigers. One out, one on, one across the plate already. That was taken outside for a ball. That's a ground ball over to Riley Will. Gets past him. That's going to be another base hit, so the runners are going to move up. Pottis over to second. Griesdorf to first. Three base hits in the inning and only one run across the plate at this point. Coach Cobb going to call timeout. Going to come out and talk to Joe. And he's going to take the ball. I tell you what, looks like we're going to have a pitching change. CP, let's go pay some bills here. We'll see who we're going to bring in to pitch.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here. We're going to bring Kobe Wendell on the bump here for the Indians. Make a couple changes here. It looks like Riley Will's going to go out to left field. Big Joe's going to go over to third. Pretty much all the changes we got here. I don't think we got a new player coming in, just switching some positions around. So Kobe comes from left field, goes to the hill. Big Joe goes from the hill to third base, and third baseman Riley Will goes out to left field. So with two guys on here, Kobe comes in with one out, and that swung on and hit pretty hard. And that's going to be over Riley's head, too. And that's going to be scoring one run for sure. And that's all they're going to get. That's all they're going to get. So a long single again by Eversoll.
How bad is it?
It's going to bring Pontus around to make the game 3-0. Riesdorn goes to second. So now they got runners at first and second again. That is the 1, 2, 3, 4th hit of the inning so far for the Tigers. First pitch in there to Robinson, taking outside for a ball. Still got one out here. Two across the plate already. 3-0 ball game in favor of Brazils. Fastball gets in the dirt. Nice block by Garrett.
You know who's been dominating baseball? Fort Laramie.
Oh, yeah. Fort Laramie's number one, right?
Saw a tweet yesterday that in conference play, they are outscoring their opponents 111-0.
What? Nobody scored against them in the conference yet?
Nobody scored against them.
Holy moly. Yeah, that's pretty dominant. Taking her at the knees for a strike. Three balls and a strike. He was taken all the way. I was swung on him back to the screen for a strike. Three balls, two strikes, one out here. 3-0 ball game in favor of Brazil's. Indians been struggling here. This is it. We're changing pens, my friend, after this inning. Changing her in now. Hell with it. That's going to be ball four, and that's going to walk him full. Riesdorn over to third, Eversoll to second. And Robinson going to go to first with a base on balls. So the only out we've got so far in this inning has been a sacrifice bunt by the leadoff man, leadoff hitter here, Andrew Demange. Two runs across the plate, one out. Bases full, infield in. I was taken outside for a ball. No place to put him out there, Kobe. Third strike, my friend, third strike. Let your defense help you. Can't mess around with them curveballs, Kobe. Just throw it across the plate. Two balls, no strikes. That one's low and in the dirt. Now it's 3-0. That one's going to be right there across the heart of the plate for a strike. Got to put it at the same spot again, CP. He hits it. Here comes the 3-1 in the dirt, ball four. So Tops is going to walk down there, back-to-back walks by Kobe. Walks in the fourth run of the game. So Griesdorn comes across the plate. Eversole to third, Robinson to second. And now Wagner comes in to bat. Seventh hitter of the inning here so far. No, the eighth hitter of the inning so far for the Tigers. Bases still loaded. One out. That's a ground ball. It's going to get up to Riley. Riley comes home and gets the force out at home. So we get our second out here. It goes 6-2 in the book for out number two. Wagner reaches on a fielder's choice. So Robinson now to third, Thompson second, Wagner at first, and the ninth hitter of the inning, Ethan Kramer, up to the plate. Kramer popped up to Ian the first time up. Curveball comes across for a strike. Need a hit here. Fastball stays high. One ball, one strike. Comes a 1-1. Nice block by Garrett. Two balls and a strike now. To the right fielder, Ethan Kramer. Three across the plate here so far in this inning. 4-0 ball game in favor of Verzales. That was taken inside. Three balls and a strike now. Here comes a 3-1. Swung on and knocked foul over towards the Indian dugout. Runners are going to be going. There they go. Here comes the 3-2, and that swung on and popped up. Ian, come on, get in there, baby. And he makes the play. Nice job. All right, well, damage is done by Verzales. They put a crooked number on the board. They score 3 in the bottom of the third inning, and now they lead 4-0. Been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off the Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now, so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late. This silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think your cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858. All right, CP, here we go. We got to get the new pen out here and try to get some runs going here in the top of the fourth inning. Indians trail 4-0.
Did well once we switched pens, didn't we?
Well, we got our third out, but we only gave up one run.
Right.
Not bad. We had bases loaded there, my friend.
Yeah.
See what it does for our offense. Maybe we should go with the red pen for the opponent and the purple pen for the Indians.
Yep.
Let's see what happens. Now we go through the lineup for the second time. Ryan Post going to step back in here in the top of the fourth inning. Leadoff man for the Indians. There's the first pitch. Knocked down to the third baseman. Third baseman comes up and fires over to first base. One pitch, one out.
out number three, Riley.
That's going to bring Riley Post to the plate. Riley's got the only hit so far for the Indians. Got a base hit in the first inning. Takes that first pitch track right across the belt. And then he got thrown out stealing by a long shot. Fastball gets past him. Yeah, this young man, he can rear back and grab a couple extra miles per hour when he wants to, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a lot better than everybody.
His dad's up here. Well, now that we know that, we could rip on him on the radio a little bit more.
All over, no sir.
One ball, two strikes. That one's popped up. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to make play on it. Then it's going to be out of play. No!
He made it.
A heck of a catch right there by the shortstop, the third baseman. I thought he just kind of gave up on it looking at it, and then shortstop, he made the play. Great play right there. This pen's going to go out the window in a hurry, CP.
First baseman, number 16.
Yeah. We got plenty of them.
We got to find one that's going to work for us. Two up, two down, 4-0 ball game here. Top of the fourth inning. Verzale's got the lead. Steps in there with two down. Takes the first one right there. Kind of a check swing, but they call it a strike, and that one's going to be popped up. First baseman looks like he's got a chance to make the play, and he does. Three up, three down for the fourth straight inning. Grease Dorn got him going right now here for the Tigers, and we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Brazil's 4, Indian 0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp with Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapist at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians struggling at the plate. Three up, three down, basically all four at bats so far, CP.
Not looking good.
Nothing to brag about here for the purple and white so far this evening. Be Wendell back on the mound here for Jerry Kapp's Indians. Trailing 4-0. So we're going to start back over where we started in the last inning. They put 9 to the plate the last inning, and it started with Zach Slater, and he hit a long single over the head of Kobe the first time up last time. And now he's going to take a inside curveball for ball one. Swung on. High chopper to Riley. Riley comes up with it, fires over to Ian, and makes a nice play for out number one. Kind of a crazy hopper going through the infield there, and he didn't know what he was going to get. He made a nice backhand and got him by a step over at first base. So one up, one down, and that's going to bring the leadoff man, Andrew Demange. Shortstop for the Brazil Tigers to the plate. Flat out to right field the first time up. And he had a sacrifice last inning.
Hopefully hopefully Kobe can finish this game out for us.
Well, we certainly need some arms because we got a game tomorrow night, game on Saturday.
And then Monday, Wednesday, Thursday next week.
Yep. And drawing's this Saturday, I think, isn't it? Or Sunday, probably. Tournament draw.
That makes sense since softball just came out.
Yep. One ball, one strike to Demange. That was hitting the outside edge for strike two.
Girls softball team got their draw. They play May 9th, 5 o'clock, against the winner of Ada and Marion Local.
Oh, there we go. We couldn't find who they played.
Yep. Neil filled it in for us.
There we go, Marion Local. One ball, two strikes to Demange. One out here, bottom of the fourth inning. Brazil's up 4-0. That was a little low. 2-2.
The softball team lost a real close one against New Bremen the other night.
Yeah, they came back here. They scored six in the fifth inning or something. Oh, he chased some high cheese right there, and he's going to go down swinging.
I'm out of your catcher, number 10, Kyle Pottis.
Two up, two down for Kobe, and that's going to bring Kyle Pottis to the plate. He's 2-for-2 so far in this ballgame. Going to hit the first and hit the third. Man, we just got to get our bats going. Slow curve comes in there a little bit outside for a ball. That one's hit pretty hard out towards left center field. I think it's going to be a gapper. It's going to fall in there in front of Riley. Riley with a one-handed turn fires over to second. It's going to be a close play, and he's in there. So a two-out double by Pottis. He is now 3-for-3 in this ballgame. Seeing the ball just fine. And that's going to bring the number three hitter, Zach Griesdorn, to the plate. Zach was hit by a pitch in the first inning and then had a RBI single in the second, or in the third, I'm sorry. Got your own record here for the Tigers. That one's going to get away. Quick throw down to Joe, and I think he's going to... Ooh. Looked to me like the ball was there in plenty of time down at third base, and I don't know. Did you guys see? Did he get in there?
I
can't
have went around, and I think the ball
did. Doesn't matter. He's safe. Garrett's going to go out and talk to his young pitcher here, and Riley's going to come in and talk a little bit. So now with two outs, Pontus over at third base. Griesdorn got a chance here now to drive in a fifth round of the game here for the Tigers. Garrett's going to have to keep that ball in front of him. One ball, no strikes. That was taken high for a ball. Here comes the 2-0. That's swung on and fouled down the third base line.
Third base coach got some fielding skills.
Scooped you right up, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Here comes the 2-1. It's outside, 3-1. Okay, let's get out of this. That one's in the dirt. Good stop by Garrett. But it's going to be ball four, so...
Third base, number four.
Griesdorn goes down to first with a base on balls, and that's going to bring Will Eversole to the plate. He flew out to left field his first time up. Got a base hit in the third inning, and then got third out going to third for the second out there in the third inning. So runners on the corners. Garrett flashes a sign here to his infielders on what we're playing. They'll be with the sign. Whoa. That's a strike. Come on, Kobe. Let's get out of this mess. As a curveball comes across the outside, good block by Garrett again. Big Garrett working his butt off behind the plate there, trying to keep it from going to the backstop. Modest at third, or he's doing it first. That was taken low and outside for ball three. Now it's 3-1. Here comes a 3-1 taken high, and that's going to be ball four. So back-to-back walks here for Kobe. Loads him back up. He's going over to second.
Jerry's back.
Jerry's coming out to talk to Kobe a little bit and see what he wants to do here. We'll take a second and see what Jerry wants to do. Don't look like he's going to take the ball from him. Just talking to his infield a little bit. Jerry's going to go out and talk to that umpire that called the runner safe at third. He thought he had him.
Kind of talking situation here, it looks like.
Yeah, I think Jerry's like, what was... Had two outs, one runner on, now we got them full. Got to throw strikes, you know, back-to-back walks. So Robinson now with a chance to blow this game wide open here with a base hit. No place to put him. First pitch in there for a ball. That one's outside. He'll be struggling with his control here. Can't find the strike zone. Come on, Kobe. Battle back here, kid. Battle back. Not even close to the strike zone. 3-0. Taking all the way. It wasn't even close. Ball four, and that's going to be it for Kobe. Let's take a break here, and we'll come back and see what Coach Capp's going to do. We got to bring in a new pitcher. It's going to be a 5-0 ball game when we come back. Brazil's in the lead.
Construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries, it's what's inside that counts.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
We're back. New pitcher on the mound for the Indians.
Got to type it in. See.
Ryan Post replacing Kobe Wendell.
Jordan and Brendan are down there.
I figured you were down there too, Chad. Hall of Famer up in the booth with me. Indians struggling here. We're going to bring in Ryan Post. Looks like Kobe Wendell's going to go over second base. Easy switch here for the Indians. Trailing 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bases loaded here. Ryan coming in a big old jam. Last time he came in a ball game, I think he came in with bases loaded at Marion Local. We just need somebody to throw some strikes here and somehow get out of this inning. We had two early outs and walked three in a row, and that never leads to anything good. good, folks. So Top steps in there against the new pitcher, Ryan Post. First pitch in there just a little outside for a ball. Pretty much a guarantee this young man's going to sit here and wait for a strike. Then he's seen two pitches and he hasn't seen a strike yet. So two balls, no strikes, two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-0 ball game in favor of the Tigers.
What's the boy's name?
There's a ground ball over to Ian. Ian comes up with it. He snags it, flips it over to Ryan Post, and that's going to be out number three. So Ryan comes in and gets his job done against Garrett Topps. But they do get another run, and at the end of four complete, Brazil's 5-0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Lane's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Mary Lane's to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here. Top of inning number 5.
He's trailing 5-0. There we go. Now we're ready to go. It's 4-5-6, Joe Holman, Garrett Fowler, Cody Shinnerberry. Spent the first three innings counting downstairs with my nephew Jordan and Pat Brittany. Oh, Jesus. Is that really flat foot?
Yeah, I didn't know they let him in here.
The intelligence in this building just went down.
Oh, nice throw, Bob. We were getting along so good up here, too.
This is the friendliest booth ever. And then all of a sudden,
Alan Blackwood walks in.
Yeah. I guarantee we just lost 10 listeners.
Yep. Look at
it. Hey, did you get called out to my house there Saturday night?
Yep.
Are you out of juice?
Tried to kill me.
He'll be all right till Monday.
All right, here's Big Joe. Joe grounded out his first at bat. He just got to get something going, Compa. We can't.
Well, our bats are just flat, and I've been watching us out there. We're not chattering. We're not talking. We're just we're flat as we can be, and we need a victory in a hard way.
Hey, we just got to battle through it, you know. This kid here is a nice pitcher too, and it's going to be tough to get anything going.
Well, his pops is sitting two doors down from me right there, and he's pitched a whale of a ball game.
Well, he's a lot better athlete than his dad. I'll tell you that.
Well, that's what everybody else said in here too.
Yeah. Matter of fact, both these guys, especially down here at the end, I can't believe his kid's that good. Yeah. It is. You know, in Fort Recovery, all the good athletes take after their dads.
Yeah.
Not here in Versailles.
Nope. Things go the other way.
Yep. One ball, two strikes.
I guess you got to see BC kid.
And we know that guy, yeah. He couldn't feel the grounder. There's a ground ball hit the shortstop. Fires it across, one up, one down. Here's catcher Garrett Fowler. Garrett struck out swinging his first at bat.
Brian, I see the three outs now. Catcher number 15, Garrett Fowler.
The three parents over there, doggies.
Kick him out.
That's low. 1-1. 314 down the right field line. 385 straightaway center field. 314 to left. Beautiful facility here at Versailles.
Put mentioned a couple long singles tonight.
Yes, we have.
Seen two of them go to the warning track, and both guys made it to 90 feet.
One ball, two strikes, one out. Top of five. Swing and miss. Catcher knocks her down, fires it down to complete the strikeout.
Boy, Garrett's got that uppercut going bad.
Yeah, he's just in a little funk,
isn't he? Yeah, he's stepping out of the, he's just stepping towards the pitcher, and his cut's going straight up, and it's totally different than the way he started this season, so I'm sure he's frustrated.
Here's right fielder, senior Cody Shinneberry. Greenhorn's faced the minimum, 14.
Oh, he slipped.
That's going to be...
He just kind of slipped right there. Yeah. I think the pitcher got a glove on it, and then the shortstop slipped trying to come back. I'd say
that's base hit number two for the Indians.
Yeah.
So Cody Shinneberry is over at first. Here's Ronnie Will, third baseman.
Not bad in. Left hitter number two, double zeros. Riley Will.
Got awful quiet in here. I'm assuming flat foot left. He did.
Right through now.
Don't play ball.
That one gets by the first baseman. Cody didn't see it. He went on second. He's over there first.
We need a bunch of rounds.
Seats pretty good.
Yeah.
Huge bag of popcorn. How much is that bag?
$5. It's $5 for a bag of popcorn. Well, it should be. It's a bushel.
There's 10,000 people here.
CP said he got here half hour before the game could find a parking spot.
That's a strike.
We're 5 innings in. He's still hurling that ball.
Yeah, he can wear it back and grab an extra can of gas when he needs it.
1-1. Popped him up. Catcher going back. I think it's out of play.
Yes.
And it is.
So Jordan lives down here in Brazil's?
Jordan lives in the one house over.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Where do you work? He works at Crown and she works at Good Sam.
Gotcha.
I don't think it's Good Sam anymore. What is it? They moved to fucking Troy or Tisdale.
Well, is it that Miami County or Miami Valley or something?
I have no idea. I'm an idiot. Got him looking. In the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner left through for 4.5. 5-0, Tigers.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Yep. All right, here we go. Bottom of five. It is 8, or 7, 8, 9. Wagner, Kramer, and Slater.
You see what I did with the red pen?
It's just
shot that baby out there about almost
by the coach.
No, you ain't gonna get that far.
First pitch ball. Ryan Post, sophomore. That's fly ball center field. Regan Martin with a beat on it. and he's got it one up, one down.
You got it, right fielder number one, Ethan Kramer.
Here's Ethan Kramer, the right fielder.
CP says we scored one run in the last three games.
Before tonight.
Before tonight.
Before then.
Mm-hmm.
Kramer is 0 for 2. First pitch. A little low.
And then the game before that was New Knoxville, so he scored 10.
That don't count.
Yeah.
Board in memory of Lloyd Turner. Now, would that be Jason's dad? Would that be?
Yep.
Where's Jason Turner at nowadays?
What's
Jeff? You remember Jason Turner? He's a heck of a football player. That's cute.
Look at this.
Indians are going to catch a huge break with that one. Got him.
That thing was 3 feet fast one time.
Had a little spinner, hit the edge of the grass, and kicked her into fair ground. We'll take it. One unassisted. Here's Zach Slater, center fielder. Zach 1 for 2, singled and scored in the third. Grounded down to fourth. Was low for a ball.
You have to get freaked out. I'm tired of having those babies bouncing around me.
Probably. That's low 2-0. We thinking pizza afterwards? Like maybe heading over to. Not too far. 3-0 in the dirt. Come on, Ryan. Bear down here.
Just first strike, my friend.
He's back.
Talking about keyhole.
Come on, Eagles.
No.
Shortstop, number 3.
We go Creekside. We go Creekside.
If he's going to be there.
We go third base. I'm on your way.
Here's the manage. Turn that up.
Quick shot.
Oh.
Beer's too expensive here. Come on, Ryan. Let's get out of this mess.
Honest on deck. One ball, no strikes, two outs here. 5-0 score, Tigers. That one's also in the dirt. Gets away. Brandon will advance to second.
So did our girls play softball over here now?
Yeah.
Fort Harry's up 5-0 on me.
You got a game changer?
No, I got Todd
Home. Todd Home, 5-0. He just texted him. The girls are ahead 5-0.
Wait a minute. What's that picture?
That would be my grandson's.
Both of them.
Saying hi to Grandpa.
Both of them flashing the moon at the Grandpa, man.
Very funny. 2-2. That is ripped into center field. Martin coming in. Right at him. Good job, Regan. In inning, no runs. No hits. A runner left. Through 5. 5-0. Tigers.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, Indians are getting ready here for the top of the sixth inning. Trailing 5-0 in this ball game against the Tigers, and still facing Zach Griesdorn, who's doing a heck of a game. How many pitches has he got?
About seven.
CP?
I don't know. I'm not keeping track today.
Oh, that's a good job, my friend.
Yeah.
69 pitches he's got so far, I think.
That's pretty good.
Maybe 71.
We ain't putting up much of a fight, and I'll say that.
Well, our we just don't have any emotion. I got everyone sitting in the dugout, got their heads hanging down, and not fired up.
Indians are 9-7, 4-3 in the MAC. We got Versailles, and tomorrow night we got a home game versus Lehman, weather permitting.
Senior night.
Saturday we're going to travel to Kenton. Take on the Kenton Bulldogs.
Swing and a miss right there by Kobe Wendell. But Kobe and Cole Greasy and Ryan Post. First three batters here for the Tribe. It's fouled back to the screen. Kobe gets himself in the hole early. The ball's two strikes. I mean, he's looking at two hits so far in this ball game against Griesdorn. There's a ground ball up the middle, and that might be our third hit. So Kobe leads us off with a base hit. So
somebody's fired up by that hit.
Yeah, it's a hit number three for the Indians, and we've got a leadoff man on finally. So let's see if we can get something going here. Greasy's going to come up. We're making a lot of racket.
What is
the loudest place I've ever been? That's the fifth time that mouse has been dropped. Sorry, Neil. First pitch strike right on the outside edge. It's Cole Greasy.
Sorry about the commotion. I'm screwing up today.
You're doing great.
A little behind. Dropped the mouse three times now.
Sorry, Neil. Balk. Well, we're going to run it to move over to second base.
That's the second balk of the day, I think.
Big Joe had one early. First time the Indians get a runner to second base comes in the sixth inning against the hard-throwing Griesdorn. That ball's two strikes to Cole.
He throws at 80, don't he?
83, yeah. Cole hangs in there, reaches out, piles one over down the first base side.
Not much else on the first base coach there.
No, I've seen their coaches flagging balls like nobody's.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
What is it like, you know what? Somebody get it. Oh, Cole swing a little earlier. All right, gets one in the field. Trouble. Second baseman's got a charge. He's going to come up, and he's going to fire over to first base and get him by a step. Good hustle down the line by Cole, and he does move the runner over to third base. So Kobe over at third. Cole goes down 4-3 for out number one. And we roll back to the top to Ryan Post. Ryan grounded out to the pitcher, and he grounded out to the third baseman so far in this ballgame.
I think the Tigers are going to give up a run if he hits it on the ground up the middle.
Yeah, they're playing deep. First pitch in there for a strike. That was taken outside. Well, we got him on. We got him over. Now we just got to get him in, Bobby. It's not as easy as it looks sometimes. There's a base hit up the middle. The Indians pick up their second hit of this inning, and we score our first run of the game, and now it's 5-1 in favor of the Versailles Tigers.
Sky's the limit for Ryan Post. He just, every day, you know, gives us good at bats, and
he's got good cuts.
Yes, he does. He's going to be a good one for us, all said and done.
So Riley Post steps in. Riley's got a hit. He got a hit in the first inning. Fix that one for a strike at the knees. 5-1 ball game, top of the sixth inning. Tigers picked up one in the bottom of the second. They picked up three. Throw over to first gets away from the first baseman, and that's going to advance Ryan Post over to second. Brazil's picked up three in the third and one in the fourth. There's their five runs, and so far the Indians got one here in the top of the sixth inning.
It's going to be an error on the first baseman, I think.
Yeah, I think that was an error. I mean, it wasn't a... Nothing crazy on the throw there.
Get him in here.
Swing and a miss. The ball's two strikes to Riley. Ryan Post out at second.
All right, bye.
Indians trailed by four. There's a curveball. That's going to be knocked down by the third baseman, but I think Riley's going to beat it out at first, and he does.
Too good, guys. Too good.
So another base hit for Riley Post. Ryan's got to stay put. Third baseman made a nice diving play to knock it down. Not sure he would have scored on that, but he kept him in the force out position. So Ian now steps in there with one out, two on, one across the plate, 5-1 ball game. Ian looks at that one, and it's outside.
I think Coach Slater would tell his right-hander there, man, 0-2 pitch, let's not give him a good pitch to hit. And he did, and
Riley took it back.
Ryan did a good job.
Yep. There's a strike on the outside edge. One ball, one strike to Ian. Joe Homan on deck for the Indians.
2 years ago, Ian had the big hit here. Pinch hit RBI single in about the ninth inning.
There's a ground ball over the third baseman. Third baseman comes up with, ooh, throws a low one over to first. Gets the out, gets Ian over there. Ian moves both runners to second and third.
Nice play there by first baseman. That could have been a disaster.
Yeah, that ball was thrown short. Short hopped him there, and he made a nice scoop on it by me, and that's out number two.
No, hit scores two, Calpy.
Yep, made a base hit by Big Joe. And we're back in this ball game if we can get one here. 5-1 ball game. That was low. Yeah, with Riley out there at second base. Nobody holding him on here with two outs. There's a strike to Joe. Bat on the old ball here. Here comes a 1-1 with two outs. It's a curveball. He gets a piece of it. Yeah, that was right in his wheelhouse, and he popped it up over the screen for strike two. Garrett Fowler on deck for the Indians.
Hey, JB's here tonight.
Yep, saw JB. His daughter's over there taking pictures. So watches that one outside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
This is wild. This is wild.
That one's foul out of play over towards the batting cage on the right field side.
It's a big E.
Come on, Joe. Need a big hit here. Catcher going to come out and talk to his pitcher. Get their signs down, Pat. Runners in second and third. One across the plate here so far in the top of the sixth inning. Innings trail by four, 5-1. Big Joe can make that a two-run game with a base shot right here. It's hit hard over towards the shortstop. Shortstop falls down, and he's going to come up and fire over to first, and he's going to be safe at first base. Shortstop kind of slipped on a hard hit ball to him, and he came up and made it pretty dang close at first base, but Joe beat it out, and that's going to score.
What's that call, boys?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a
base hit.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a base hit, I think.
How about catcher number six?
So Josie down at first.
Faller.
Riley now at third. Ryan crosses the plate, and it's 5-2.
You know, see Garrett break out of the old funk, right?
Yeah, we need Garrett to get a hold of something here. He's just been struggling. He struck out twice so far in this ball game. Go, 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 go. from the catcher a little bit. Everybody got excited, but nobody moved. Here comes the pitch. Here gets a piece of it and fouls it over towards the school bus on the right field side. One ball, one strike to Garrett. Runners at first and third. Big Joe probably not going to go anywhere, Bobby. No.
Picking.
He is going. And they'll throw down to second. So now base hit will make this a one-run ball game. Runners at second and third. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. 5-2 ball game now. Two balls, one strike. Here, text swing on ball three.
Probably got a text from Kathy Etzler. She said she's listening from
the hospital.
Said she had a little bump in the road.
Oh.
But Kathy feeling better, kiddo.
Absolutely. Ooh, Garrett thought he had ball four. Umpire thought differently. Now it's 3-2, two outs, runners at second and third. 5-2 ball game. Big pitch right here.
Yep.
It's outside, ball four. So now we got the bases loaded. Tying run at first base. Then we got Cody Schindelberg coming to the plate. Cody had a base hit last time up.
Time is called.
Riley's thinking he's going to score. I don't think that's going to happen on timeout's call. Looks like the, let's see. We're going to keep him in there, or are we going to take him out? Looks like we're going to keep him in there, I think, Bobby.
Yeah, I think he's asking, well, how you feeling, buddy?
Really? Talking it over with him? Very talking to Cody Schindelberg here now.
This is where your senior leadership's got to be huge.
Well, we just need Cody to make contact with the ball and make him make a play, you know, and when bases are loaded, crazy things happen, and going to stick with Zach Grease doing. So bases loaded, two outs, two across, 5-2 ball game, top of the sixth inning. Looks like we're going to have a pinch runner potentially for Big Joe. I was wondering about that.
Yep. Owen Shane?
Looks like Owen Shane's going to come in, and he's actually going to run for Garrett Fowler.
Hey, you see the Kentucky Derby, the favorite scratched?
Why?
I don't know, something about
it. It was sick, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was freezing funky. Year.
Is that Saturday?
Yep, first Saturday, man.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the first Saturday after the first Monday?
They just said the horse has to have surgery.
No kidding.
Okay.
All right, big at bat here now for the Indians. Bases loaded. Two outs. Cody Schindelberg to the plate. Cody swings at the first pitch. Taking fastball all the way, and I think he got it. Swing and a miss.
Come on, kid. Base hit here.
Here comes the 0-1. Right down the middle of Broadway. Find yourself in a big hole here at 0-2. Well, he'd like to have that one back. Maybe he, bottom line is he's going to throw fastballs to you because he's got bases loaded, and if you hit it, you hit it. But now he may throw him a hooker, you know. See what happens here. Nope, fastball all the way, and yowzers. Must have been just a speed outside. Not sure how he laid off of that bad boy. One ball, two strikes. Big, big, big pitch here. There's a curveball. Gets him. That's going to do it for the Indians here in the top of the sixth inning. They do pick up a couple of runs on a few hits. And at the end, the 5.5. Brazil's 5. Indians 2.
been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off the Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermal, he called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
All right, Ryan Post going to be out there on the mound again for the Indians. He's going to try to hold them here and see if the Indians can't pick up three runs in the top of the seventh to tie this bad boy up. He's going to face 2-3-4, Kyle Pottis, Zach Griesdorn, and Will Eversole, first three batters for the Tigers. Ryan came in with bases loaded, picked up an out there, get us out of a jam there in the fourth inning, and he faced four batters the last inning, and face the meat of the order right here. Bobby, you said the Reds got beat today 1-0.
1-0.
And we weren't happy with the officiating there in the tail end with a couple of strike calls, but
yeah, they're struggling. Nick Senzel comes up Friday.
Well, if you're going to bring him up, you got to put him in, right?
Yeah, I think so too.
That was I don't know what that was. Kind of an off speed. I don't know if it was a curveball, but it bounced, hit Garrett right in the mask.
After six, Parkway's up 2-1 over Minster.
Well, that's a big game. All right. Throw strikes, my friend. We'll get this leadoff guy on here. Two balls, no strikes. The Pottis. There's one for a strike. Come on, Keith. Two balls and a strike coming in there, and that's going to be swung on. Fly ball out towards left field, and it looks like Riley's going to go back and make a nice play on it for out number one.
How about your pitcher number five, Zach Griesdorn?
One up, one down. Going to bring Zach Griesdorn to the plate. Starting pitcher for the Tigers. Just a whale of a ball game. He's only given up a couple of runs there in the last inning against the Tribe, and he's got a little help from his teammates, and he's got himself a 5-2 lead. First pitch strike in there to Griesdorn. Seems like he's not putting his whole body into that pitch, Bobby. Watch him. He just kind of steps forward, and he just throws it with his wrist. See if he does it again. It kind of just flips it. There's a line drive to Riley Post right in his leather for out number two.
Yeah, he's definitely not overthrowing it.
No, he's just, yep, putting it across the plate.
Third baseman number four, Will Eversole.
Two up, two down. Going to bring Will Eversole to the plate here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Indians trail by 3-5-2. Eversole flew out to the left fielder first time up. Had a base hit a second time up and reached on a walk last time up. There's a ground ball right back to Ryan. Nice job, Ryan Post. Over to Ian, and that's going to be three up, three down for the Brazil's Tigers. So the Indians got to get in there and get these guys fired up. But we need three runs here in the top of the seventh. We trail 5-2.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
this is Jackie Bruin from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Okay, I got a final from the softball game.
Yep.
Lady Indians beat Versailles Tigers 7-4.
Pretty nice group.
Indians improved 11-10 on the season.
We're going to watch a play game here on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. We're going to go over to San Andreas and broadcast the MAC game between the Redskins and the Indians. It'll be fun. It's supposed to be. I don't know. Actually, we've been pretty lucky here on this rain the last couple of days, you know. It made it sound like it was going to let it rip all week. And no complaints on the Indian fans because we are wet. Brazil's going to let Zach Greaves doing in this game here, going into the seventh inning.
Riley Will.
We need to get a little something going. Love to see Riley Will get on here and put a little pressure on him right off the bat. Riley Will, Kobe Wendell, and Cole Greasy, first three batters. Ooh, that one hit him. What'd he say? All right, rally down to first.
I'm adding Kobe Wendell.
That's going to bring Kobe Wendell to the plate. Tying run on deck for the Indians and Cole Greasy. Nobody out. One on. 5-2 ball game. Brazil's in the lead. First pitch in there outside for a ball. Kobe can somehow get on there. We might see a new pitcher, Bobby. I don't know. There's one for a strike. Kobe, you got it. Every time he gets a called strike on him, he just makes a scene there in that umpire. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on and fouled. Back out of play. You said it before, when you do something like that, them umpires, they kind of laugh too much. That was high. Two balls, two strikes. Riley Will over at first. Kobe Wendell the batter. Cole Greasy on deck. He's battling now. He's nice job, Kobe. Smacks that one foul over towards the Tigers dugout.
Big tournament draw Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, like Coach Felix said, it'd be nice if we could get this victory here somehow tonight and go into that tournament draw, maybe get a 3 seed maybe or something.
He's thinking.
Here comes the pitch. That's a ground ball back to the pitcher. Pitcher comes up with it. He's going to fire to second, get the force out, and he's going to hang on to it. And they get the force out at second. Kobe goes down to first. Kobe reaches on a fielder's choice. And Riley goes out 1-6. So one away.
Cole Greasy
going to step in there. And Ryan Post on deck. Boy, I'd like to see Cole get on here somehow.
Yeah, top of the order coming up.
Never know. Way tardy on that swing right there.
Grandpa waits. He's out in the stands.
I saw him over there, yeah. I don't see him. I think I saw him one time at Fort Cover maybe this earlier this year. But... found that one.
Ooh, that could be the edge right there.
Did kind of go that direction, didn't it?
Yep, that one got me. So I get from parking illegally.
Well, it's probably dead. I think I saw it behind the
record. Did it
do it? Yeah. Here comes the 0-2 to Cole. That was high for a ball. Threw some high tees up there, trying to get him to chase that bad boy. Cole hung off of it. Not sure he shouldn't try that same pitch.
There's a slow grounder. It's going to be trouble. That comes up with it, fires over to first base, and he's going to get him by a couple of steps. Nice play by Zach Griesdorn to get Cole. The Indians are down to their final out. We got Riley Will or Kobe Wendell over at second base. And we roll the top to Ryan Post. Come on, Ryan. Come on, kid. There's a hard hit rocket over towards the shortstop, and that's going to be a base hit. Jerry's going to send Kobe around, and they're going to have a play at the plate, and it's going to be safe.
Good job.
Nice piece of hitting by Ryan Post. Good job, Bear Boob. Second base hit tonight for Ryan Post, and that's going to bring Kobe around and make it a 5-3 ball game. And now the Indians got the tying run at the plate again with Riley Post. Just a little bit outside for a ball. Ian Homan on deck, followed by Joe Homan. Oh, he popped him up. I think the third baseman might have a chance to make the play. He's coming over, and he does, and that's the ball game. Indians going to fall tonight 5-3 to the Versailles Tigers. We'll take a quick break. I'll do some stats for you, and we'll be back for a little wrap-up on this MAC action game.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, Bobby, we're back here for a little post-game wrap-up. The Indians going to fall tonight to the Versailles Tigers 5-3. Fall to 4-4 in the MAC. Tigers go to 5-3 in the MAC, and I believe 11-6 on the campaign. For the Versailles Tigers, they ended up with 5 runs. They had 7 hits. They stranded 8. They only struck out 1 time. They did a good job against the pitchers tonight here for the Indians, and they did have 1 error that meant absolutely nothing for the first baseman there. For the Indians, we had 3 runs on 7 hits. We stranded 4. We struck out 7 times and we committed 0 errors that I had in the book. Battled back a little bit late in the game. We just need to get those runs early and get some mojo going, you know, my friend?
No, that's right, Calvi. You said it exactly. We come in here, we've been in a little funk. Our bats showed some pop there at the end there. Guys back in the game. A couple big hits there. First of all, Ryan Post with a big 2 hits there.
Yeah, Ryan had a couple hits, and I think Riley had a couple hits. So our leadoff guys had 4 out of the first 2 guys. Had 4 of the 7 hits, and you know, we felt pretty. I mean, we at least started a little spunk.
Yeah.
So
we got the game more layman. Let's get that one and get on the winning track. Get some wins and get some confidence back.
Absolutely. Tomorrow night we're going to be at home. We got the pretty layman boys coming over, and we've had some good battles with those guys over the years, and looking forward to that ball game. Going to be senior night. We only got 1 senior on our squad. Kobe Shinneberry is going to be honored tomorrow evening. And if you got nothing else going on, sneak on out to N.A. Metzger Field and watch a nice game of basketball. The Indians against City Layman tomorrow night. Saturday we'll be at St. Henry to bring you the girls MAC action at 11 o'clock in the morning. They do play a doubleheader. I think as of now we're just going to do the first game and we'll go from there. So for Bob Stogler, Dave Kopp, and Clayton Pearson, we're going to sign off here on Fort Recovery Radio. Thanks to all our sponsors and all our listeners tonight. Indians fall 5-3. We'll see you tomorrow night. We'll be right back.
sportsradio.com. Of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. To the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com. Now back to the music, right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.